Christians in this country are getting angry. Have you noticed that? You want to sell a book? I'll tell you how to become rich. Just listen close. Write a book and demonize the left. Explain in some lurid detail about how all those nasty lefty unbelievers are taking away our country and our culture and our heritage. Remember the Pilgrim Fathers? This was ours. They've swiped it. You'll sell a bomb. Do you want to raise money for your nonprofit organization? I'm not taking pot shots at organizations that do a lot of good. I like Whitehead's Rutherford Institute. I like Focus on the Family. And many, many friends, they're doing a lot of good. But I squirm when I get some of their money-raising letters and you demonize everybody to the left. And I want to ask, now, how do you do evangelism with them? Because we've got everybody angry since they've taken things away from us. We're thinking more about American heritage than we are about the gospel. You see, the gospel made its way in the first century in a remarkably pluralistic culture. But the Christians were the underdogs. They didn't think anybody was taken away from them. They thought they were taking over. As a result, they weren't mad at anybody for taking things away from them. They expected to get persecuted. That's the way their master went. But we're so busy being angry and trying to write amendments to the Constitution to protect ourselves that at the end of the day, we don't have any energy left, not even love left, to evangelize. Brothers and sisters in Christ, these are profound problems.